We're joined by Dr. William Ranger, who is a National Public Health Service professional. He has been in public health medicine for at least 20 years with experience in health services management. He also has skills in emergency response management and critical incident management and analysis. What we do know is that there are some measles cases which has prompted a school closure on Auckland's North Shore. Thank you for joining us on the program, William. My name's Dale. Thank you for your time. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Students and staff at Albany Senior High School are being asked to stay away from school while public health staff identify close contacts of a measles case. Measles is concerning, A, because we've got very low vaccination rates at the moment in Aotearoa, but also the period that you are contagious, the signs aren't there, so you don't even realise that you have it and that you are spreading it to others. Since these cases, have any others, by your understanding, come to light, William?
Yes, they have, Dale. One new case has been identified, and this is actually the person who the first case will have caught measles from. This new case that has been confirmed lives in the same household as the student, and the second case has been overseas recently to a country where there are high rates of measles. So we know, we're pretty sure that is how measles has been imported. And as I say, they're in the same household, so the whole household is in quarantine and being monitored and looked after.
So that's patient zero. Do we know where he or she might have caught measles in the first place?
From their travels overseas, we know that there is measles, relatively high rates of measles in some countries overseas. So there are places like some countries in Central Africa, Indonesia, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, there are some in the Philippines as well. So all around the world there are pockets of measles activity, and this person will have picked it up during their travels.
Our greatest fear is that it could find its way into large Māori and Pacifica communities where, sadly, overcrowding is a reality. The suburb that we're mentioning here, or even the international travel that you suggest might have been the, or where this person picked this up from, maybe not thinking here that the those who are dealing with measles at the moment are Māori or Pacifica, but we're certainly nervous as a people. We saw what happened in the COVID pandemic and how it affected our people, and sometimes in the poorer hoods, if I can use that term. William, any updates there? How devastating would it be if it did find its way into the south side, into overcrowded communities with predominantly Māori and Pacifica populations?
It's a very significant concern, Dale. And as you pointed out to begin with, the problem with measles is that the virus spreads very, very easily. You know, people in during the COVID outbreak talked about the reproductive value, the number of people that could be infected by a single case. So with COVID, it was around two or three-ish, but with measles, it's more like 16 or 17. So it spreads incredibly easily. And as you also pointed out, a person is infectious before they get the distinctive rash. So they don't even know that they've got measles. So this is why it spreads so easily. And you're also absolutely right. We are very worried about our Māori communities and Pacific communities, which have lower rates of vaccination at the moment. The key thing here is that measles, it's a really serious illness, but it can be completely prevented by MMR vaccine. That's measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. It's free. It's available through GPs and other community health providers. And the childhood vaccinations schedule is that children should have MMR at 12 months and 15 months. But if people haven't had two doses of MMR, they can always in touch with their health provider and get that. So we really, really encourage everyone to make sure they've had two doses of MMR.
Well, and this is tough too, because sadly, off the back of the COVID vax strategy, people are either are vaxed out, or they think that we've overcome the major difficulty, which is COVID. Yet here we have measles, and you would have looked at the Māori rates. They're quite alarming, actually, how few are vaccinated against measles. And another point too, if you did get the vax, how quickly does it work to shield you from contracting measles?
It works pretty quickly, within a couple of weeks. So now is the time for people to be getting in touch with their healthcare provider. Just back to those rates, Dale, you're quite right. You know, the number we aim at to get what's called herd immunity, which would prevent outbreaks, is 95%. So we'd like to see 95% of children vaccinated with MMR. Overall, the number is now closer to 80%, which is far too low, but in Māori, it is closer to 66%. So that is very, very low. So I say again, it is safe, it's free, and it's effective.
Well, it's something that is vitally important. We've been pushing along, encouraging our people to get vaccinated. I guess everybody is. We might have to re-invoke our use of Māori social service providers who were so good at connecting the dots in Māori communities during the COVID challenge. And perhaps we need them on the ground again saying measles is in the house. Do you sense that we could be witnessing the thin end of the wedge here, William, and that the potential for other schools to close could be significant?
Look, we've got this school at the moment. We've got this one case or two household cases. Our focus has got to be on dealing with that. If we can contain this particular event, then we can stop further spread. We can't confidently say that at the moment, but we're working really hard to achieve that. If we stamp this out, this particular episode, then we've still got breathing space to get up those rates. But we do know we'll get more people coming into the country because we know it's out there in the world. So there'll be further cases, but so what we've got to do is identify those cases and isolate them straight away and get those vaccination rates up. I would like to say something else for your listeners, just about how to seek healthcare if they think they might have measles or that their children might have measles. And I'll talk about what the symptoms are shortly. But the advice is phone ahead, either to your GP or to your emergency clinic, if that's where you're going, or even to the hospital, to let them know that you might have measles, that you're thinking about that, because that way they can come out outside of the clinic and help you, rather than people going into a waiting room and inadvertently spreading it.
Thank you. I'll have to leave it there. We've got our news coming in. But look, I really do appreciate, as our listeners will as well, William, thanks for the heads up. This is important stuff, Te Whānau. You know, we've got a case on the shore. It could very easily end up, in Māori communities. Let's do what we can to protect those we love. William Ranger with us from Hygieia Consulting, but he's been involved in a lot of public health work over the years, including a former Auckland Regional Public Health Service GM. Thanks for your time, William. I appreciate it very much, and all the best to you. Kia ora.
Yes, sir. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, ngā mihi. It's time to go across to Scotland.